merging the institutions will bring the resources of the four-year universities to the smaller colleges. That's according to UW System President Ray Cross, explaining a move to restructure the UW with two-year schools becoming branches of the four-year institutions. Dave Murphy is a Republican state representative from Greenville. He chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. Dave, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So what are the big advantages you see in this proposal to restructure 26 colleges plus extension programs in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to say, I mean, it's not as if this is my proposal. A few years ago, I served on a legislative study committee that was looking into different ideas about how to restructure higher education in Wisconsin. And at that time, one of the ideas was about, for instance, incorporating the two-year UW campuses with the technical college system. I was against that idea personally, and it never went anywhere. One of the issues I had with it at the time is I really preferred that something come out of the system rather than the legislature somehow mandating a system or mandating an idea onto the system. And so with the UW, you know, with this being their idea, I feel like it has more opportunity for success. You're always going to do a better job with something that was your idea rather than an idea that's been foisted on you by somebody else. So that's part of it. I do think that that some sort of restructuring, though, is a good idea. And in looking at this plan, I have high hopes for it, and I think it has some really good elements. Like anything else, in a major plan, you look at it and say, well, maybe I would have done this differently or maybe I would have done that differently. But I think in general, I think it's a good idea.
So why is some sort of restructuring a good idea? Let's get into that.
Well, certainly, you know, we are losing pupils at the two-year campuses. Enrollment is down. If you keep doing exactly the same thing, when you have that much declining enrollment, you know, cost per pupil is going up. You know, you have to start looking at other ideas.
And so, what do you see as the drawbacks here?
Well, you know, I don't know if I see any real clear drawbacks. I think, and it's, you know, it may be somewhat different around the state. In the Fox Valley, we have UW-Fox Valley, which will now be joined with UW-Oshkosh. Those campuses mm-hmm. are about maybe 20 miles apart. I think the ability to incorporate some of the administration together there will be a great cost savings measure. I also think, you know, there's a branding issue here for these campuses, and I think that may make a difference for them. If they're joined with a four-year campus, they're going to be able to brand themselves in just a bit of a different way, I believe.
Oh, so perhaps branding that they have more educational opportunities, more classes.
Exactly. I think all of the above in that scenario. But right now, I think they're seen a bit as, you know, what are they? They're sort of their own little entity there, and the ability to connect themselves to a broader educational purpose, I think, is a good thing for them.
But some critics have said this is a slippery slope to shutting down local education opportunities, which would hurt smaller communities. Will this harm rural parts of the state?
Well, I don't know if it's a slippery slope. If enrollment continues to decline on a campus, the possibility for a closure is always there. So I don't know that this makes it any more increases that potential or not, the thing that's going to make a campus stay open is how many students it has. If this is something that helps them in that regard, then it will help keep the campus open. So I don't know that's really something that plays into it one way or another.
Talking right now with Dave Murphy. He's a Republican state representative from Greenville. He chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. We're taking a look this hour at the state capitol report on the restructuring proposal that was outlined last week by UW System President Ray Cross, explaining a move to restructure the UW with two-year schools becoming branches of the four-year institutions. What do you think of this proposal? 800-642-1234. Is restructuring the right answer for UW colleges? If not, what should leaders do instead to account for enrollment changes, enrollment declines? Do you think this decreases opportunity for students in Wisconsin, or does it expand education they can get close to home? 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dave, county governments own and operate the properties for UW's two-year schools, and WPR's reporter Rich Kramer talked with officials who say they had no heads up about this proposal. How involved should the local authorities be?
Well, I was not aware of how much discussion the locals had with the UW system. I think it's always good to get as much local buy-in on things as you can. I think one of the issues here probably is the fact that if there is some consolidation of administration, as soon as you go in and start talking to the two-year campuses about this, I mean, some administrators are going to see themselves, being outside on this, and I think they felt like they would just automatically be against it. Maybe, I don't know.
Perhaps threatened for their job, maybe, or what? Yeah. Or is it just change?
Well, I think it's both, because I think a fair amount of these people will probably not lose their job, but with change, somebody could. And for that reason, just like you said, I mean, change is always always a scary thing.
Well, let's take a call on this at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this change coming down the pipeline here from UW System? 800-642-1234. Let's go to David now in Appleton. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I really don't think this is a good idea. I mean, I don't know all the details to it, but, I went to the two-year campus before going on to Madison. My children also went to the Fox Valley two-year campus before going on to either Oshkosh or Madison. And I think it was a really good bang for the buck kind of thing where, they're always touted as very, very inexpensive at the two-year UW Fox. And I think this is just going to raise the cost and actually make it less desirable for somebody who's just starting out, in college. And I think your real competition is really with these for-profit universities, which I don't think you've addressed at all.
Yeah, we'll pick apart what David here has to say. Dave, starting with cost.
Sure. So the tuition costs at the two-year campus that, that's being incorporated into the four-year, the goal of the UW is to keep the tuition at those institutions the same as it is now, because they are trying to get to that price point for those students to be able to help them get into a college degree. The other thing about it is, you can't keep the price of tuition down if you have less students and you keep the same cost structure as far as administration goes. So the idea that keeping it the same is going to be more likely to keep your costs down than to making a change and being able to reduce your administrative costs really doesn't make any sense.
The UW system has about 180,000 students on 26 campuses across the state. UW System President Ray Cross announced a proposal last week to effectively merge the state's two-year schools with its four-year campuses in an effort to boost enrollment. Enrollment has been lagging. Dave Murphy stays with us. He chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. You can join in as well. 800-642-1234. Is restructuring the right answer for UW colleges? If not, what should leaders do instead to account for enrollment changes? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back after this news. At a time of declining enrollment and an aging population in Wisconsin, the president of the UW system is proposing a plan to merge UW colleges with four-year schools. The restructuring proposal goes before the Board of Regents next month. If the regents approve, it would go into effect July 1st. It is the State Capitol Report on the 16th of October. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So what do you make of this plan? How do you think it would impact your community, your town? Join in, 800-642-1234. Do you think that this change could keep two-year schools in more rural communities, or does it jeopardize the UW presence across the state? Dave Murphy stays with us. He's a state representative from Greenville. He chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. Dave, before we headed into the break, you were unpacking David's questions and concerns. He also brought up for-profit institutions being a threat to UW colleges. What do you make of that?
Well, and the one thing I wanted to say about that, Kate, was the fact, you know, some of the for-profit universities are being scrutinized more. And there are some have been threatened with losing accreditations or have lost accreditations. And so I think the competition from them may be somewhat less going forward. I think any student that would be looking at one of the for-profit universities would certainly be smart to take a look at one of our really good two-year campuses.
Let's take another call now. John in Green Bay. Go ahead, John.
Yes.
Oh, John just dropped off. Sorry about that, John. Try calling back. Let's go to Jane now in Sheboygan. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. So I have a question regarding the cost savings and just lots of things that are uncertain. So the two-year professors get a smaller salary than the four-year professors. And with this merger, would the 2 years be paid the same as 4 years? And if so, how is that cost saving?
What do we know about the salary comparison, salary parity among two-year professors and four-year professors?
Well, you know, that's a good question because the salary gap between two-year and four-year professors between the two-year campuses and the comprehensives, which would be the, you know, the Whitewaters and the Oshkoshes and the Platteville and that sort of thing, I don't believe that the salary differential there is very great at all. Like if you're going to someplace like, if you're talking about like UW-Madison, then you would be talking about, some difference there.
Jane, thank you so much for bringing that up. Let's go back to John in Green Bay. Hi, John.
Hi there. In 1968, we formed University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. I was on the faculty at that time. And the university merged the four campuses in Menasha, Marinette, and Manitowoc. And they shared the faculty. We as faculty traveled to those campuses and taught there. And the idea was you'd have the university faculty teaching at these two-year campuses. And within 3 years, the system failed completely. The three-year campuses felt they'd lost their local faculty because we were faculty driving into those campuses to teach there. Their local faculty that were qualified stayed, but it became one faculty, and the system collapsed within 3 years with utter resistance from the three outlying campuses.
Dave, what do you make of what John's saying? He's going back almost 50 years there to 1968 and giving us some history and perspective on this type of situation.
John, I think it's important to look back on history to be able to make good decisions going forward. And I think it's worthwhile sort of looking at that and thinking about that issue from back then. But I also think we need to sort of incorporate what's happened over the last 50 years and sort of the situation that we have today to be able to craft a plan that works for us now. I do think that this plan is a fair amount different than what we were doing back then. Of course, at that time, I was, I was like 13 years old, so it's a little hard to have that experience or to know it well. But I think this is a bit different, and I think that the we have a full faculty on those campuses now. I think it is important that the campus that the two-year is linked with it is close enough to be able to have faculty on occasion maybe be able to go back and forth.
Proximity makes a difference.
Now we're sort of getting it. Yeah, we're sort of getting into the details now that I'm not really privy to. So I kind of don't want to really talk that much about that because I'm not really sure how they would do that.
Well, John, thank you for calling in and giving us that history lesson. Let's go to Catherine now in Milwaukee. Hi, Catherine.
This is kind of a two-part I wanted to make, partially a question for the guests and partially a question for listeners who understandably or other listeners who are understandably very upset about this merger. And one is for the listeners, are they willing to pay more taxes to not make this happen? This is a cost-saving measure. So if the idea is to keep it the same, are they willing to put more into the system to keep it the same? And for the guest, if you could put this into the context of Scott Walker's budget cut.
Dave, go ahead.
I'll start with the last part of it first. As far as the budget goes, some people have insinuated that somehow that this is a budget cutting because of the finances right now. Well, the budget's passed. The budget put additional money in for the UW system, and that's set until 2019. So I don't see that, and there's not been any insinuation that somehow that the UW would take any cuts because of budgets going forward. Some people have said, well, is this because and I would say UW system was supportive of Foxconn, as was many of the campuses themselves. Campus chancellors were supportive of Foxconn, that deal, and seeing a lot of benefits arising from that from the university. And just being able to get more students, because one of the things that really drives the university is the more students you're putting in the seats, the better all the numbers work out.
And I understand these changes don't need legislative approval. They'll be go before the Board of Regents next month. Do Wisconsinites like Catherine in Milwaukee have a way to contribute to these decisions if not through their elected representatives?
Absolutely, and that is the way that should be done. If legislators are getting calls from people, that's going to have a big effect. And we're certainly going to talk to people at the university if we're getting a lot of negative calls. Now, that being said, I haven't gotten any negative calls on this in my district at all yet. So. Now, David, the earlier caller from Appleton, he could be in my district. And even if he's not, I always look at it as if I am representing the greater Fox Valley anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But
well, Dave Murphy, as we wrap up here, what will you be watching for next and as things unfold for you and your constituents?
Well, certainly, Kate, I would be looking at some of the details of exactly, you know, how they plan to do some of these things. I really like the idea that a local institution like, say, UW-Fox Valley will now have a chancellor in Oshkosh instead of having a chancellor 200 miles further away in Madison. So I think from a local standpoint, actually, the control is somewhat better because of that. So some of the details I'd like to see further. I'd like to see, you know, what kind of cost savings they are projecting. You know?
Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
Dave Murphy is a Republican state representative from Greenville. He chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, and we've been discussing a plan by the UW system to merge its two-year schools into the four-year institutions around the state. And now let's bring in another voice to the conversation. Janet Bewley is a Democratic state senator from Ashland. She's on the Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Give us a snapshot of the problems you see with this proposal to restructure UW's higher education system.
First of all, I think that any effort to restructure the university should be a comprehensive plan that that gathers input from the entire state and looks to the future with problem solving and restructuring in a way that can put a positive outcome on it, rather than taking one particular set of demographics and then from within the inside making a radical decision that involves absorbing two-year colleges into 4 years without any public input. I do understand and know that higher education needs to be adept, needs to be able to change, but this is not necessarily a comprehensive or a strategic overhaul rather than a shrinking of the system in response to some demographics. And I think that that was not the right approach to take, and that it ends up with campuses that win and campuses that lose.
In your words, UW leaders are trying to wrestle control of 13 two-year campuses from local communities. How do you see this as a power grab of sorts?
Each of the two-year campuses did have a local board, and they were not consulted. Now, decision-making, of course, is distributed through the system all the way up to decision-making entities in Madison and the Board of Regents. But there is always a better way to make a decision than strictly from the top and making the order all the way down. If you have a decision of this magnitude to make, then it would seem to me that the best decisions would come from involving everyone from the lower level campuses, from each of the two-year campuses on up, so that you can see what the differences are from campus to campus, understand what the demographics are, and have an opportunity to discuss other outcomes rather than one decision that makes it fit every single campus. And because, in fact, in some cases, some campuses are going to be able to say we benefit, and other campuses are not going to be able to be that excited about this change.
Well, let's take a closer look at how communities may be impacted under this plan. How do you see communities being compromised? What changes could take effect in these towns?
Well, when we have a two-year campus, the orientation is usually towards being able to have local administrators serve local students. And the two-year campus that I have the privilege of representing is in UW-Barron County. It is in Rice Lake, which is in Barron County, about two-thirds of the way up the state. There is no other campus, a two-year campus, any further north than that. So it did have a vast range of area to cover. Now the decision-making is all the way down to Eau Claire to cover a service area that goes all the way to Ashland, Bayfield, Iron County, a massive area for a two-year campus. And it also involves the shrinking of personnel who are able to help recruit and answer the questions of all of these communities that had been feeding into the two-year campus in Rice Lake. And keep in mind that a majority of these students are first year, they're first generation students. They do not have parents or perhaps other family members who have gone on to college before. They have a lot of questions, and having someone locally to answer those questions is really important. Now, when the two-year campuses were consolidated, it had been that UW-Barron County and every of the other two-year campuses had a person at the head there. There was a dean that was present on the campus. That changed with the last budget, and all of the northern two-year campuses were consolidated under the leadership of one dean who was in Marinette, Marinette, to cover Rice Lake and all of northern Wisconsin. Now, UW-Barron County, whose campus, by the way, is shared with a technical college, and that entire campus of the Tech and the Barron County is owned by Barron County, and Barron County was not consulted in this realignment. Now, all of those northern students who would be considering a two-year population will have to orient themselves with UW-Eau Claire. UW-Eau Claire, which for me is a three-and-a-half-hour drive from my home, let alone from places even further.
Talking right now with Janet Bewley. She's a Democratic state senator from Ashland. She serves on the Committee on Universities and Technical College. Janet, before we head into break here for the news, I'm wondering, how do you see workforce training being impacted, economic development in these communities being impacted?
Well, the technical colleges already have a board that will be training and be relating to their campuses. And the technical college system has not been changed. They have local control. They have local boards. And they do an excellent job of relating to the workforce needs of the area. The two-year campuses are now going to be completely shrunk to, again, when you take a look at all of northern Wisconsin and the communities served by that, are going to have to relate to Eau Claire.
In a letter last week, UW System President Ray Cross said the goal of this restructuring plan is to increase college access and raise graduation rates. Will this achieve these goals? Will the plan be approved by the Board of Regents next month? Janet Bewley stays with us. She's a Democratic state senator from Ashland. You can join in as well at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back after this news. UW System President Ray Cross says that by integrating campuses, the system will be able to share talent and resources across schools, which he says will help streamline the path from a two-year degree to a four-year degree. We're talking about the proposed restructuring of the UW System schools right now with Janet Bewley. She's a Democratic state senator from Ashland, and she serves on the Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges. Gathering your thoughts as well, let's go right away to Zahi in Janesville. Go ahead, Zahi.
Good morning. I'm an educator. I work at the technical college in Janesville, Blackhawk, and I moved to Wisconsin 6 weeks ago from California. The trend of losing students is a national trend, so that doesn't surprise me that we need to move for action. However, the problem that I'm seeing, and the previous assembly person kind of dismissed it, are the private for-profit universities and colleges that are raking money because us in the public sector are very rigid. Well, they don't have semesters. They have not just online and hybrid options. They have options of starting whenever and using competency-based learning. We tend to be rigid, and I think if we want to attract people into the 21st century education, we probably want to consider those, and irrespective of whether the person governing is in Marinette and the college is in Rice Lake, it could be done because there are people sitting across the globe who are doing the teaching and managing for those private for-profits, which many of us own stocks in and are, you know, willingly or unwillingly.
Let's get Janet now to weigh in on what Zahi here is saying. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I think it's indicative of the fact that there are other solutions rather than shrinking and cutting. Whenever we see demographics change, we always assume that we have to respond to it by simply tailoring down the number of offerings we make, when in fact we are not looking at why the numbers are shrinking, other than the fact that they're, you know, we know that the population is shrinking, but we should be making our programs and our offerings more attractive and more available to the students we serve rather than just giving in. And to me, closing down, shrinking, consolidating is not a way of solving, it just eliminates. And I wish that we had more time to discuss other alternatives rather than what we've done now, which is just unilaterally consolidating and making this drastic change.
Zahi, thanks so much for that call. Laura now in Manitowoc. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi. Let's just say that this is the right decision, that it needs to be done economically. Set that aside for now. For me, the thing that needs to be looked at right now is, I agree with the representative. This is happening so fast. We're talking not just about the kids that are right now are seniors in high school who are planning on that two-year degree. They were planning on living at mom and dad's and saving the cost of the exorbitantly expensive dorm rooms at the four-year colleges. And, you know, this was their plan for their future. And now those kids are all really going to be left in the lurch. They've got to figure something else out, and they have to figure it out fast. But it's not just those students. I mean, you start planning your college future, your education future, when you're at least a junior. So those kids now are looking at having to scramble to find some other alternative. There are students that have already invested a year in the two-year track, and now, you know, what do they do? This really could potentially be devastating to the individual. Granted, it's not a huge number of students, but I just really feel for those kids that are in this position that are, you know, this could really impact their entire lives.
Janet, Laura saying students here are in a lurch. It's really messing up their outlook on what they wanted to do.
Well, it's certainly a time of uncertainty. That is without a doubt. And the fact that there wasn't any consultation ahead of time makes that confusion even worse. I'm going to hope that the opportunity to go to a two-year program somewhere and then transfer will be retained. But the problem is that rather than beef up that opportunity of getting a two-year degree closer to home before you transfer to a four-year school, which I think is a wonderful alternative and a very appropriate one for students who live a really good long distance and are used to a rural environment, instead of doing that, we are making that opportunity less available. And we're making it look like, yes, you've got to write your application to a two-year campus rather than have the the close relationship with a two-year campus, which probably has people working there, going there that you know, that you're familiar with. These two-year campuses served many, many families for whom this student was the first one going to college. It's an excellent and extremely economical way of getting a four-year degree. And rather than collapsing it into the 4 years, I really wish we would have found a way to have, if in fact not a collapsing, but more proliferation of these two-year campuses, perhaps by utilizing the technical colleges as a location for the two-year campuses rather than just giving them up to begin with.
Laura, thanks for that call. Let's go to Mark in Appleton. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. So just to set the record straight, the UW colleges already offered a competency-based program. So that's already done. They already offer hybrid courses. There's a lot of things done online as well. So this idea that we're not flexible enough is simply misinformation, because the gentleman who called just moved here. Representative Murphy talked about salaries. He clearly does not understand the fact that there is a great large difference between the salaries of UW college faculty and the four-year schools. So so that's simply not accurate. For Ray Cross to say that this is about access, when the UW College's mission is access and is very good at it, is extraordinarily successful. Our students transfer and do better than any transfers from any other institution in the UW. But to call this is to increase access is Orwellian. It's to cover up the fact that the legislature has cut $500 million from the University of Wisconsin system budget over the two previous budgets, and at the same time froze tuition, which was drying up our revenue, so which is also a budget cut if you take in part for inflation.
So what would Mark? What would you like UW System President Ray Cross to do in this situation? What do you know? He's seeing enrollment declines, double-digit enrollment declines. What should he do?
Well, first thing was understand that also Ray Cross decided to cut the budget of UW colleges dramatically, which is also meant that the colleges could stop, no longer offer sophomore classes. Retention has gone down because of the lack of financial support, not just from the state, but from UW's system. And so, you know, and clearly it would be nice to hear him stand up and say the fact that the issues are financial because the state is not supporting the University of Wisconsin the way it has in the past and where it needs to if we want to maintain the quality that we've had.
Let's get Janet to weigh in here. This is a financial issue, Mark and Appleton is saying.
Well, I think clearly the financial issue is that the legislature and the governor wants to shrink higher education in the state of Wisconsin. I think everything points to the fact that wonderful concept of the Wisconsin idea is being shrunk and damaged. The ability of the University of Wisconsin system to penetrate every county in the state and enrich the lives of all people in the state is being harmed, and this is somewhat of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe that you have success by cutting, then we're just going to cut and cut and cut. But if in fact you are able to make good decisions about restructuring, then what you have to do is the hard work of trying to determine what is the best structure that will serve all of Wisconsin going forward. And if we just do these quick decisions that do not look at the totality of the circumstances of education in our state, we are going to suffer the death of a thousand cuts. And we must look at a comprehensive way to deliver education. There is a community college model that works in other states. Why not open the door to a community college model that looks at all of the two-year campuses, both the technical campuses and the ones that lead to a four-year degree, and figure out a way to better distribute them throughout the state so all students can be served. Right now, you are making this distinction between those who want a technical education at a technical college, and you're keeping those options open and close to the communities, yet the path to the four-year degree is being consolidated and removed from local control, from local decision making. I think that that's a mistake, and I think if we really want to serve all students, we have to have a conversation that involves the entire state.
Mark, thanks so much for calling in. And Janet, as we wrap up here, what happens next for you and your constituents as this unfolds?
Well, this is not just happening to higher education. This is happening to all of the investments that we need in the North. We are not getting our school aides, our sparsity aides in the rural areas. We're not getting the investment in our roads. We are not seeing the kind of investments in broadband that is really going to bring the North into the 21st century. A good deal of the broadband expansion money is going to the southern part of the state. We must look at all of Wisconsin and not devote our creativity and our resources to the southern part of the state.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
It's been my pleasure.
Janet Bewley is a Democratic state senator from Ashland, Wisconsin. She's on the Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges. Earlier this hour, we heard from Dave Murphy. He's a Republican state representative from Greenville, and he chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. We've been discussing on the state capitol report the proposed restructuring of the UW system. That proposal will go before the Board of Regents next month, and it would, if passed, take effect July 1st. This hour of the morning show was produced by Keely Baltina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer, and she also provided technical direction. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and you can find these conversations on the Ideas Network. Stay with us.